The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Incredible patriots who have fought so hard to save our nation. And I with you. I am so grateful to you, to my amazing wife, Heidi, to our precious girls, Caroline and Catherine, to my mom, the prayer warrior, to my dad, who has traveled this nation preaching the gospel. I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed. We left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path. And so, with a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign. But hear me now. I am not suspending our fight for liberty.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It is all about you, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, suspending his campaign officially. And, of course, the following day, you have John Kasich suspending his. Now the presumptive GOP nominee, Donald Trump, is able to focus his attention. Scott, I got to tell you, I was really pleased with Mr. Trump's response and the respect that he showed towards Ted Cruz. I think it's sometimes it's hard for us, to watch these politics and to watch the competition that takes place. For those of us that have had competition in our lives, we understand what it's like to go one-on-one, and then after the game's over, you go out and you have a beer, you enjoy some time together, meet each other's family, and you kind of understand that as warriors and as ones, as people that go out and battle, you respect what the other person went through, and I appreciate it. I was grateful for Trump's comments.
Yeah, you don't have to like losing, but mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to hate the person that won.
Right.
So when you win, you got to remember that on the other side there, it is a person, and they have their own feelings, and nobody likes losing, mm-hmm. I don't think. So, it was nice to see him be a little more respectable in victory.
And it's a teaching moment for one Donald Trump. I mean, after all, Ted Cruz does have millions of followers. The ideals he was standing for, this is all part of the recipe. Maybe in today's day and age, I've heard other pundits say that America is now, or the GOP party, is in the process of redefining itself and becoming more populist. And what will seal the deal is if Donald Trump can win. If Donald Trump wins the election, the GOP party then is fully defined, fully redefined. But if he doesn't win, then I'll tell you, the GOP party as a party and as a force is going to have to be fully renewed and born again. And we'll see how that will play out. But You know, right now at this point, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that Donald Trump was gracious and extended that towards Ted Cruz and his family and those that believed in what Ted Cruz supported. But like I said, it's a teaching moment for Donald Trump to understand that there is a force and there is part of the recipe and what it needs to be included in his administration. And hopefully that is the case as opposed to previous administrations as we've known and have experienced and have paid the dire price for it. This is Bill Martinez, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, America. We've got more coming up.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day from 9 to noon on these 275 affiliates and markets across the country and around the world via shortwave. Thank you very much. WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. If you're not feeling the burn, well, you're going to feel the burn this morning, especially because we've got the original burn that a lot of Major League Baseball felt when they came up against the New York Yankees. We're talking about Bernie Williams, who was a batting champion, four-time World Series champ, MVP, All-Star, Hall of Famer. I mean, the list and the accolades go on, and deservedly so. And Bernie Williams is with us right now. Bernie, good morning. Good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, great to have you here. A lot has happened for you since you retired from the Yankees, and shortly thereafter, of course, your jersey, deservedly so, number 51. And you go from center field to center stage, huh?
Yes, I am currently finishing my bachelor's degree on jazz performance at Manhattan School of Music in New York, and I am ready to launch my career as a struggling jazz artist.
you struggling, that's kind of hard to put that together, but you were trained, classically trained guitarist, and a lot of people didn't know this about you, wiring that you had inside of you. We saw you hit home runs and win games and do all this, and little did we know that behind Bernie Williams was this trained guitarist.
Well, yeah, the training part came from my high school years. I was very fortunate to be part of this performing arts high school in Puerto Rico where I grew up, called the Escuela Libre de Música. I spent 4 years there, and it was kind of like a preparatory school, to go into a conservatory, and that's where I learned most of my guitar, sort of skills and an introduction to like music theory and all that stuff before I but at the same time I was playing baseball with like little leagues and things like that. So after I finished my high school education, I had this great opportunity to play with the Yankees in the minor league system, and the rest is history after that.
Yeah, you had to put music aside and from a guitar to a baseball bat, and there it is. What a legendary career. Bernie, I want to talk to you about Sheraton Hotels and Resorts is launching a new original content series with a spotlight on the infamous rivalry between New York City and Boston. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, it's this great thing named Sheraton is launching this great video series, the Rival Town Rundowns, and which I am a part of. I think the first video is launching today, and we talk about basically my experience in all these rival towns that I went to, you know, playing with the Yankees, and my experience, you know. I talk about the locations that I used to go and all these places that I used to go after the games, you know, to enjoy, you know, the city, especially in Boston, you know, places like, you know, Boston Commons, you know, that I was into, obviously going into music, Berklee School of Music and Newbery Comics, you know, a music store, you know, that bodega, the Sail Loft Cafe, Bill's Bar, you know, obviously Fenway Park, you know, all these great places to kind of enjoy, you know, while you're in the city of Boston, which is probably the greatest rivalry in baseball, you know, besides the Cubs and St. Louis,
exactly, right.
American League, is Boston and New York, obviously, and he's basically just giving the fans a unique perspective on, you know, travel tips, where to go, what to do, you know, all these things that I was able to experience firsthand as I was traveling through all these cities and, you know, basically just working as a professional athlete. So I have some good tips there.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, Bernie, I like the idea that Sheraton has joined up to do this because more and more baseball fans, my brother included, I mean, he's been on a journey since he's been retired. If it's not the internet and emails that he sends to me in a plethora, it's planning to visit all these different baseball fields. So this is right in his wheelhouse, and I think it's also one of those bucket list adventures that most baseball fans have, is that they'd like to be able to visit, you know, different different venues. And not only the venues, but what you're giving him here is some added insight and bonus, and that's into the individual communities that you're visiting as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you visit a city for, you know, for so many times, you know, during the course of your career, you get an opportunity to experience the culture. And the cool thing about the, you know, the Sheraton hotels is, like, you know, you get now with MLB, you get to access MLB TV, and you can actually see all your your local teams, you know, in a national sort of way, wherever you are in the States. So it's a great thing that you're able to experience, you know, if you're, you know, playing, if you're working somewhere and you're following a team that is not in the city that you're working, you know, you can definitely access, you know, that information in the hotel. So it's one of those great perks that the hotel has right now.
Right. Well, Rival Town Rundowns is going to be hosted by Jessica Mendoza and feature past and present Major League Baseball stars such as Bernie Williams, Billy Butler, Matt Carpenter, Brandon Belt. Bernie's going to launch the content series that launches, as he said, today with his perspective on the infamous and storied New York City and Boston rivalry, giving the rundown on his favorite to-dos when visiting Beantown. And then on top of that, we got a little bit of a bonus that Sheraton has added to the whole project, and that is their announcing the Rival Town Rundowns contest, where fans can submit their story on why they deserve to win the trip of a lifetime to see five of the hottest rivalry games in Major League Baseball this year. That's going to be a lot of fun, Bernie.
That's going to be great fun, especially for the people that, you know, following the teams and following baseball, the great fans of the game, you know, have an opportunity to go to all these great cities and experience not only the games but the cities themselves, and with all, you know, obviously great quality in the accommodations, you know, obviously provided by Sheraton, and it's just a win-win situation for everybody involved. So it's, I think it's a great thing.
Well, Bernie, for you, a kid that, you know, you're off to music school, you think, hey, you got the guitarra, everything's going to be good here, and you pick up a baseball bat, the Yankees sign you, go, okay, well, I'll take this journey. 16 years, Major League Baseball career, all spent with the Yankees, a center fielder, a member of four World Series championship teams, also won the Silver Slugger Award, American League Championship Series, most valuable player. What do you think, you know, for the kind of travel that goes on during baseball season, you know, the number of games, 164 games a season, and there's a lot of towns that you're in, you know, for you, quite an adventure, you know, considering from where you came from, Bernie, and what did you enjoy most about the travel?
Wow, that's a really great question. I think, you know, for in my personal experience, I never in my wildest dreams would have picture a situation like that for me. You know, I came from a really small town in Puerto Rico, and you know, I do what to do, you know, was being involved in sports and music and the arts. You know, my mom was an educator for a number of years, and she really stressed on the power of education for me and my brother. And, you know, the fact that I had an opportunity to play professional sports for a long time and having an opportunity to travel, see different places, and experiencing all these great things, I consider myself very blessed. And obviously to be able to associate myself, you know, with
energy bars, protein powder, and shakes to help you hydrate, energize, and recharge. Excess Sports Nutrition products are designed to fuel active lifestyles by quenching thirst, boosting and sustaining energy, and hastening recovery and building lean muscle mass. According to Amway, everyone can benefit from these products, from athletes to everyday active and health-conscious consumers. In fact, the Natural Marketing Institute reports about half of U.S. adults consume sports nutrition products today. Amway said the thriving sports and performance nutrition market marks an exciting new opportunity for Amway independent business owners and the next generation of entrepreneurs. The new Excess Sports Nutrition line is an extension of the Excess brand, which Amway acquired last year and has distributed since 2003. For more information, visit amway.com/excess.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Hey, here we are together on Cinco de Mayo, huh? Good to have you along with us. Also, the National Day of Prayer. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Save the Stork, SaveTheStorks.com. Give them a call. Tell them you want to get on the bus with us. They got 21 buses out there, 21 buses that are getting ready to come offline, and we need your help. Any size donation will go a long way. Save the Storks, you've heard me talk about them, but in case you're hearing about them for the first time, let me explain. These are buses that are parked outside by permission, legally, of abortion clinics, and they offer some information to the women who have decided that they wanted to have an abortion. Say, hey, how would you like to come in and have a free sonogram? And many of the women take them up on that proposition because, you know, when they go into places like Planned Parenthood, there's no offer of a sonogram. But Save the Storks offers a free sonogram. 85% of the women who go in and take them up on that offer choose life as opposed to having their baby aborted, and they go with them through the rest of the journey. It's not wham bam, thank you ma'am, let's go on next next person to deal with. They go with them through the whole process. This is why I appreciate what Save the Storks is doing for these women in such a positive manner. So give them a call, tell them you want to get on the bus with them, with us at 844-578-6757. That number again, 844-578-6757. You can go to SaveTheStorks.com for more information, and make sure you tell them Bill Martinez sent you. With us right now is Nathan Tabor. He's the founder and publisher of TheConservativeBase.com. He's author of the book, The Beast on the East River, The UN Threat to America's Sovereignty and Security. Nathan Tabor, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. Good to be with you today.
Hey, well, Nathan, I'll tell you, your book, you and I could have a whole day's discussion on the UN threat to America's sovereignty and security as the UN continues, to garner control, have the support of this administration. Some have even suggested that don't be surprised if one Barack Obama finds a full-time job there at the United Nations.
That could be a good second career for him, right? He would definitely fit right in.
Yeah, a good second career for him, not necessarily for us, as the UN continues to do everything they can to obliterate this constitutional republic.
And what's sad is that our Congress and our president and past presidents as well have continued to go along with this global agenda.
What is it? The leaders that we've elected cannot seem to handle that the beauty and significance of this grand American experiment, this constitutional republic. They just have lost sense of vision of what it's all about and capable of performing.
Well, I guess it goes back 1950s. The UN wrote, "The way to control a nation is to control the mind of a child." Mm-hmm. No Child Left Behind was a UN policy adopted by Ted Kennedy and implemented by George W. Bush. And look where we are today with our education system.
Yes.
Our kids know nothing of the Constitution or Bill of Rights or morals and values, and we're questioning, putting in Common Core math. I mean, how did we get to that? But then when you look back historically, this has been the UN's agenda all the time, make our kids basically stupid so they don't know what they're voting for or voting against. And then Bernie Sanders comes along, and we're wondering, why could someone ever buy into the mentality of let people work to pay for free stuff for others?
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole agenda of the UN.
Yeah, they've been preconditioned. There's no doubt about it. So don't be surprised that this generation is following one Bernie Sanders in droves. And that's the thing that's concerning for me, Nathan, as I'm sure for you. When you see the millions of votes that Bernie Sanders is able to garner, I mean, some of us look at it and say, but he's putting some pressure on one Hillary Clinton. And for those of us that do not necessarily want her to be the president, or we've lost any kind of regard for her, we kind of are grateful on one hand, but on the other hand, you've got to pause and consider the force and the mind melt that is going on with these millennials. How could they think that socialism is the answer to America's ills?
Well, yeah, so in the really go one step past that is, okay, it didn't succeed this time.
Mm-hmm.
But you again look back history, you know, when they tried to take prayer out of schools, it didn't succeed the first time. They worked on it for 20 years.
Right.
So if we don't turn the ship and turn it, you know, hard and fast, 90 degrees or 180 degrees, it won't be long before we have a Bernie Sanders type president.
Right. Well, we kind of, in a way, already have one for two administrations. I mean, you know, President Obama has taken us harder to the left than ever. And then the scary thing, you know, for those of us that can see it, is a Hillary Clinton administration. Forget about all the other baggage and the potential indictment and scandals and lies. I mean, just look at the trajectory of where the country would be with 4 years, maybe even 8 years of Hillary Clinton.
But the, you know, a little bit of difference, and I agree with you, Obama's taken us further to the left, but he's done it kind of behind the scenes, he's done it in executive orders, he's kind of been slimy about it to a certain mm-hmm. degree. Bernie Sanders has just come out and said, no, hey, if I get elected, I'm going to give everybody everything free that they want.
Right.
You know, Obama didn't word it that way. I mean, that's what he's done. Mm-hmm. But he didn't come out 8 years ago with that message. And I know what you were saying there. But
right.
And Bernie Sanders has just come out and said, you know, you don't have to work. You don't have to do anything. And the government will take care of you.
Yeah,
and droves have flocked to him.
Right. Well, it's been rather amazing to me, Nathan. I mean, there's been published reports of over 70 congressmen and women who are involved. They're involved in the Democratic Socialist Party. And, you know, I'm going, wait a minute. How do you make a vow, say that you're going to protect the institution of the Constitution, the doctrine of our Constitution, and so quickly abandon it for socialist values, which is antithetical to the Constitution that you gave a vow to support?
And here's why, because people don't even know what the Bible says anymore, but they don't know what the Bill of Rights say, and they don't know what the Constitution says. So when somebody comes out and says, oh, you know, the government is to take care of you, they've never sat down and read the Constitution, and unfortunately, I'm afraid if they sat down and read it, they wouldn't understand it.
Exactly. Well, a friend of mine has written a book, Michael Haller, The Constitution Made Easy. It's kind of like the you get the King James Version on one side and the, you know, the International Version on the other side. So in contemporary language, so that's his version. He's a linguist, and he's done a great job with that book. It's available at Amazon. I'll pass that on to you. The Constitution Made Easy by Michael Haller. And but you know, I've been encouraging our listeners to, you know, several times a year, I mean, pause, read the Constitution, and, you know, get a grip of what's understanding. I mean, if nothing else, you'll start really getting upset because you're going to realize the freedoms that you've been losing ever so gently, because this is what progressives do. They progress, and they've been progressing on their agenda, and conservatives need to stand up and push back in a big way, you know, and the heck with this political correctness, because that's what they've tied us up with, haven't they?
Have you, so, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist per se. I mean, I think mm-hmm. there are conspiracies, but I don't have a tinfoil hat. But have you ever heard of World Heritage Sites?
Yes. Yes.
If you ask the common person, do you know that there's over 700, it might be over 800 properties in the world today that the UN controls, that they, in the United States, there's 200 plus properties, Grand mm-hmm. Canyon, Liberty Bell, Statue of Liberty, that we can't do renovations or we can't change things within those properties or pieces of historical because the UN controls them. They look at you like, man, lay off of whatever you're smoking because you're way out there.
Oh, we're so back of the closet and in the dark, it's not even funny. And this is why elites and why this government has taken advantage of us. And it's also why one Donald Trump is resonating with the people, because they understand something is terribly wrong in River City, and they don't have any faith in anybody who comes from the establishment to do anything about it, but that it will be business as usual. And the one big takeaway that you mentioned here in your article, Nathan, is that Donald Trump has garnered the most votes in Republican history. So there might be some hope that we can draw from this if we can, you know, offer some conservative input into a Donald Trump administration, right?
That is true. I mean,
Nathan, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. We got to have you back, but I appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez Live. Nathan Tabor.
This report is brought to you by Capital One.
According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal-tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez live.
He's fighting the good fight. Who will fight on their knees? Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Martinez live.
And the good fight continues on this, the National Day of Prayer. Miss Clara screaming out, Lord, raise them up. We need to continue to fight the good fight. Don't forget, send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You could be in the running for those free War Room DVDs, okay? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Henry Bushkin is with us. Good to have him back. Give us an update on what's going on with his book. He's got some great news for us. Henry is the author, attorney, and producer, best known as Johnny Carson's confidant, who for years after graduating, I should say 4 years after graduating from Vanderbilt Law School at 27, was hired for what he termed the most rewarding and at the same time disappointing relationship of his life with one Johnny Carson. Henry, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Well, we want to get an update, and what you were telling me is that you've written this this epilogue to the book titled Mommy Dearest, Johnny Carson's Mother. Boy, there's a lot to be understood and probably quite a study in human psychology and sociology when you start talking about somebody's mother.
Sure, and I had some terrific help in writing the article. Dr. Arthur Malin, who is almost a lifelong friend of mine and an eminent psychiatrist, helped me through the various psychological and perhaps psychiatric aspects of the relationship between Johnny and his mother.
Well, it is amazing that here we are still talking about one Johnny Carson, such an iconic late-night figure with The Tonight Show, as we know. And now we're talking about his mother. Help us understand what you discovered about Johnny's mother, Ruth Carson.
Well, after I wrote the book, which, as you know, became a bestseller, and many people reviewed it, Amazon has over 2,000 written reviews, and since the book came out, new information had been uncovered that shines great light onto the damage and trauma that Johnny's mother experienced in her early childhood, and those experiences set her up literally to turn her back on her son and withhold love, emotion, etc. from him.
Well, what
Ruth Carson was a product of her own damaged early environment, and nobody knew this. Johnny didn't know this. The family didn't know this. And an amateur genealogist in Minneapolis sent me information about Ruth Carson, and that started me on this this quest to write this piece, because new information was uncovered that was sort of startling, and at the end of the day, you realize that the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
What were you able to verify?
Well, Ruth Carson was born in 1901, and she was the first child of the parents George William Hook and Jesse Boyd. Those were her parents. And she had three younger sisters that followed. One brother, pardon me, and two sisters that followed in quick succession. And when she was 10 years old, she witnessed her 7-year-old brother get into a schoolyard fight, and he was punched in the stomach and suffered a ruptured abdomen. And he developed sepsis, in effect. And because they lived in a remote section of Iowa, medical help wasn't readily available. And at the time that this little boy died, and his name was John William, by the way, John William Hook, and Johnny was named after him eventually. And when he died, Ruth's mother was pregnant. So he died. She gives birth three weeks after he dies, and 3 months later, she dies. She dies. The mother dies, and newspaper reports said she probably died of a broken heart over the death of her son John William. So at age 10. Ruth Carson was left raising three little sisters, okay, because the newest one was a little girl. And so at 10 years old, she's raising three little girls. And the father, again, this is a remote section of Iowa, the father then goes out looking for a new wife to take care of the family. And he finds a new wife and literally starts another family with the new wife, and very quickly had 5 children in succession.
Wow.
And he sort of abandoned, in a sense, his children from the first marriage, and they were cared for by members of the church in their little community. So Ruth Carson, at age 10, was effectively operating as a mom to three little girls, and suffered this horrible trauma of seeing her little brother die and the mother died very shortly thereafter. No one knew this. And this was pointed out to me, and I said, wow, Ruth Carson was painted as a real villain in Johnny's life, but who knew of the tragedy that she had in her early life? And so that started me on this this quest to write this piece.
Well, interesting. We find out also that that Ruth Carson had quite a sense of humor herself, didn't she? In the midst of all this tragedy that she had to endure as a child, and you know, at the age of 10, all of a sudden it's like, well, forget about your teen years. You've got to mature. You're the mother of these three young kids.
Absolutely, and I of course met and knew Johnny's mother, and she had a terrific sense of humor. And away from her son, she was terrific. She was she was really a cut up. She loved to have fun, but she could never, ever give her son any compliment over his accomplishments, simply because of, I guess, the trauma that she suffered early on, and she was much more comfortable dealing with Johnny's older sister, who was the firstborn, mm-hmm. and the love of her life. And when Johnny was born, it was the first male child that she had to take care of. And I'm not sure.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
I'm not sure that speculation is that she was resentful of her father for leaving them, and that soured her on men. That's one of the speculations that exist in this piece.
Mm. Boy, that's fascinating. That and part of it you can understand. I mean, here she's used to raising girls, and then on top of it, she names Johnny after her brother who died, and what kind of reminder does that bring to her as she's raising young Johnny Carson?
Sure. The emotional sort of unavailability and emotional, I could only call it emotional neglect, mm-hmm. on the part of Ruth Carson is really a breeding ground for the development of some sort of personality disorder in adulthood. And I think Johnny sort of typified that as a prime example, again, that the apple really doesn't fall far from the tree. He was unable to get emotional substance from his mom, and he became the same way. He couldn't give it to others.
Yeah, exactly.
It never lasted with him.
Right. Well, our conversation with Henry Bushkin, Johnny Carson's attorney for 18 years, continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It is just about 18 before the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This report is brought to you by Allegra Allergy. Spring is in the air. Unfortunately for allergy sufferers, so is pollen. Achoo! In fact, more than 60 million Americans suffer from hay fever and other upper respiratory allergies. Allergy symptoms can lead to disruptions in our lives, interfering with everything from sleep to outdoor activities. It's important for allergy sufferers to manage these symptoms so they too can enjoy the sunshine. Allergist and immunologist Dr. Nita Ogden.
Spring can be a tough season for people with allergies, but that doesn't mean they need to suffer through it. I recommend that my patients create an everyday allergy plan to avoid their triggers. For example, checking the pollen forecast in the morning, changing clothes when they get home, and showering before bed. To relieve symptoms, I recommend treatment options that are available over-the-counter at prescription strength.
Allegra Allergy is an over-the-counter antihistamine that starts working in 1 hour, offering adults fast, non-drowsy relief from symptoms like itchy, watery eyes and runny nose. For more information, visit www.allegra.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Don't leave me alone. Bust down the door. I like it home. Don't need no key. I'm on my knees. Begging you, please. I got a little bit thing. Once and for all. You got my heart, my soul. You can have it all. I'm on my knees. Begging you, please. Begging you, please. Lord, don't leave me alone.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez on this Cinco de Mayo, also a national day of prayer. And again, I encourage you to meet with people, meet with your friends, neighbors, even if they're not your friends. Get to know somebody and participate in this national day of prayer as we look outside of ourselves to do whatever it can take to get this country back on track. Our conversation, meanwhile, with one and only Henry Bushkin continues. The attorney of one Johnny Carson for 18 years, wrote the best-selling book about Johnny Carson, and now we're talking about an epilogue to the book titled Mommy Dearest, Johnny Carson's Mother. Very appropriate, Henry. We talk about it a couple of days before Mother's Day 2016, huh?
Sure. And of course, the mother-child relationship is the most important in the upbringing of any kid. And when you have emotional unavailability and neglect on the part of a mom, it's really a breeding ground for the development of some personality disorders. I mean, that's a known fact. And when you have a guy who has that sort of background, who then becomes, as we all know, a superstar, and every superstar, I'm sure that you've ever dealt with, Bill, has to be a narcissist.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when you realize Johnny's background, you realize it was really a narcissistic personality disorder because of his upbringing. And that becomes sort of a narcissist on steroids, because Johnny was the king of television.
Yes, exactly.
And that made it a lot more difficult for him and for those around him to really grapple with his emotional stability.
Yeah, the price to pay for his success, it's kind of the story of the tears of a clown, isn't it, Henry?
Sure, and we've all heard that comedians are most likely to have suffered some form of emotional upset in their upbringing because they're generally known as unhappy people. Johnny would tell you that his personality was basically an unhappy one. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that he wasn't funny in private, because he was. He could be.
Right.
But the upbringing is what caused, I think, the emotional distance that he suffered later in life.
Henry, as well as you knew him, I mean, you were such a close confidant. You knew the man, his thoughts in many ways. Was he, to some degree, afraid of being found out, so to speak, that there was something that he felt he had to hide from people?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't believe he knew these facts that we're now discussing.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, growing up in the Midwest, particularly in the early 1900s, people didn't discuss their family problems. They they kept themselves, and that's why the consensus is that Johnny didn't know these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe that he hid these things. I think he just suffered from the emotional distance that his mom kept from him in early childhood, and that's why he became a terrific magician early on, because he was getting a great audience, he was getting applause, and that's where he developed his whole pattern for later in life, through magic.
Mm-hmm. Kind of ironic. I mean, here is a man by way of his mother, kind of disconnected from the deepness of his soul, but yet was eager to connect with others. And the way he could do it with the least amount of exposure was through his comedy. Like you said, he would, you and I talked about this before, and it was, you cited this in your book, is that he would go to parties, and in short order, he'd be in the back room somewhere just showing people card tricks.
Sure, and early on his own, Johnny found a way to get praise and attention that was lacking from his mother, and the stage became the only place that he could feel loved and accepted.
And
by his own, if you talk to him, of course I did, you find out from him that once he was in front of the audience, he was in control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he relished, being in control. That's why he was so brilliant for so many years on The Tonight Show.
Exactly. What about his father, Homer?
Homer was quiet, and if you asked Homer a question, he would turn immediately to his wife. If Johnny would call home, and I was with him many times when he was calling home, the father would get on the phone and say, "Wait a second, I'll get you mother." So the father, Homer, was completely beholden to Ruth. And I think obviously Johnny saw that. And in his relationships with women, he was never beholden to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
He had to have it so that the woman was beholden to him.
Yeah, he was not going to be a Homer, by contrast, no doubt, right?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
And
Homer was a lovely man, but very quiet.
Uh-huh. And then you get that control factor of his mother, which you brought out here clearly just a moment ago, is that here his mother You know, and at 10 years old, when you go back and you consider the way she was raised and what she had to do, you're like herding cats here with, you know, three kids, and then you got this little boy coming along too, and you know, how else can you do it? And again, the Midwest and the time, you know, where America was at that point, you know, you had to take it on your shoulders, and it was all on her. And her dad remarries, and then who's going to take? I mean, gosh, if not for her, what would have happened to these other kids, right?
Exactly, and the sisters of Ruth, Johnny's aunts, I never once in 18 years recall him ever talking about his mom's sisters. Never mm-hmm. once.
Mm-hmm.
And the readers were very quick to blame and point the finger at Ruth for Johnny's problems. They painted her. I didn't paint her as a monstrous villain. I just painted her as I knew her. But we quickly forget that Ruth wasn't raised in a Prozac type of nation. You know,
exactly.
She didn't belong to the generation where going to therapy is as common as brushing your teeth.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, our generations are acutely aware of parents' influence.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone and anyone in therapy knows this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Henry, tell us about the time that Homer and Ruth came on the Tonight Show.
Well, you know, I wasn't there, and I can't tell you much about it, except I know Johnny felt very good about having them on because he loved his mother and father. There's no question that he loved them. He just didn't like his mother. But he did love his parents, and he treated them to anything that any successful son would treat their parents to. He sent them on trips. He bought them cars. He bought them houses. He bought them whatever they needed. And he, from his mother, he never really got a thank you. She just expected that he was the son. He had money. He could do these things. And that's the way life was.
Was Johnny's mother, conflict with his mother, more because they were so much alike in so many ways?
Oh, I think so. And I think I think when Johnny, at the end of his life, he became his mother.
Mm, interesting.
In many respects. He really became his mother. And that was the sad part of it, because he died alone. A guy who had millions and millions of people watching him every night dies alone. And you say, how could this possibly happen? How is it that there was no funeral? How is it that there was no memorial for him? Mm-hmm. It's shocking.
Exactly.
It's absolutely shocking that a guy who was the most powerful guy in television for many years dies alone and there's no memorial. It's almost criminal. And of course, I wasn't involved in his life at that point,
mm-hmm.
but I was certainly saddened that nobody gave him a memorial.
Yeah. In a sense, your book has become that memorial. And, you know, today with, you know, the recent passing of one Prince, you know, we look back, Michael Jackson, even Elvis, I mean, on and on, the superstars that have gone. And so often you discover that they died alone. That is most amazing, isn't it?
And look at Robin Williams.
Yes.
You know,
again.
This guy was perhaps the funniest man I ever heard on television. When he was on Johnny's show, or you see him in a show, he was hysterically funny.
He took and, over and everything.
How, right, and how tragic to wind up the way he did. I mean, it's sort of shocking. Just as shocking as Johnny dying alone.
Exactly. Henry Bushkin, I'm Bill Martinez Live, the author, attorney, and producer, best-selling author of the book Johnny Carson. He was Johnny Carson's confidant for 18 years. Henry, as always, keep us up to date on what's going on with the musical. We look forward to more things coming, you know, out of you. And you're always welcome here on Bill Martinez Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.